Breakouts from the main lava flow approaching Pahoa are continuing in three areas. While the front itself remains stalled, its future path remains uncertain. When it became clear in August that lava from Pu'u'o'o vent was heading towards Pahoa Village, it surprised many residents. But local geologists were not shocked, including one with whom we spoke.
Is it a surprise that Pahoa is threatened by lava? No. The last time lava inundated that area, we don't have an exact date, but in that ballpark of 400 to 700 years ago, a third of a mile away, the nearest flows historical are from 1840.
Frank Truesdell is a geologist who has been at Hawaiian Volcano Observatory since the current eruption began in 1983. Around 20 years ago, more than 200 homes in the Royal Gardens area of Kalapana were overrun with lava. That's just under 13 miles southeast of Pahoa Village.
In the general vicinity, there are frequent historical eruptions. The earliest we know of is 1790, followed by 1840, 1955. 1960 down by Kapoho, and just upslope in 1961. So if we look at the long-term average eruption rate, we're looking at one eruption about every 50 years.
Truesdell says HVO produces lava flow maps based on the geologic history.
The most severe hazard is in Zone 1, areas directly within the rift zone of the volcanoes. Doesn't matter which volcano you're on. Pahoa is in Zone 2. Hilo would be in Zone 3.
Truesdell says the message for people on Hawaii Island is clear.
If you live in close proximity to the rift zones, you can expect lava to impact your neighborhood within your lifetime.
From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.